Hello?
Good evening. We're conducting an opinion survey about women's attitudes and opinions in the current landscape. Your number was chosen at random and your individual answers are confidential. To begin, do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
Wait, sorry, where exactly are you calling from?
Yes, we're an independent research company.
Oh, okay. I agree.
Okay, thank you very much. And so, do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
Female.
Thank you. What is the year of your birth?
94.
Thank you. And now, are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered?
I am.
Thank you. Are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
Multiple races.
But does that include Hispanic or Latino?
Yes, who's Hispanic.
Oh, is it Mexican, Mexican-American, Chicano, or Puerto Rican?
Mexican-American.
Mexican-American, thank you. In general, do you feel negative or positive about each of the following? The future of the country?
No.
So is it negative or positive?
Positive.
Your own future?
Positive.
The future of the planet?
Positive.
Thank you. Now, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel your vote has to make change on issues that matter to you? That are important to you. Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that your vote has no power at all, and 10
3.
Means that... Thank you. Of the following issues, which 3 are most important to you? Immigration, racism and discrimination, student loans, healthcare, climate change, mental health, education, abortion access, gun violence, the economy and cost of living, national security, or crime? Oh, we have to pick your
crime.
Top 3.
Crime.
Mm-hmm. And the other one? From the
cost of living.
Thank you very much. So mental health, economy and cost of living, and crime.
Correct.
Now, thinking about this chapter of your life, which 3 of the following do you currently prioritize the most? Is it advancing in your career, caring for seniors, family members, improving or maintaining physical health, improving or maintaining mental health, contributing to positive change in your community, your education, economic security?
Advancing within my career.
Advancing in your career. And sure. The next ones were economic security and financial independence.
Economic security.
Work-life balance, hobbies and free time activities, having or caring for children, relationships like romantic partners or friendships or other. You have advancing in your career and economic security and financial independence. We're missing one.
Work-life balance.
Thank you. Which of the following traits are most important to your identity? You may choose up to 3 once again. Your role in relationships like being a mother, caregiver, wife, or friend, being young, being American, being a woman, your personality, your spiritual or religious beliefs, your profession, being a member of your racial or ethnic group. What was that? I'm sorry, you cut off.
So being my profession and being a woman.
We're missing one. The next ones were being a member of your racial or ethnic group, your sexual orientation, or your hobbies or interests.
Hobbies and interests.
Thank you. when you think about the American political system, which emotions do you feel most often? You may choose up to two of the following. Is it anger or frustration, disappointment or sadness, exhaustion, happiness, pride, hope, or dread?
Pride and hope.
Thank you. Now, which of the following statements comes closest to your opinion? Statement A, our government and political system work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. Statement B, our government and political system do not work effectively now to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people, but it could in the future. Or statement C. Or statement C, our government and political system will likely never work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people.
B.
Thank you. Now, what factors are most to blame for the U.S. government and political system not working effectively? You may choose up to three of the following. Corporate money has too much influence, division and gridlock between political parties, not enough people getting involved to make our voices heard, politicians that are out of touch with the daily life of most people, too many old white men in power, systemic racism, power-hungry politicians seeking control, or the two-party system. We're missing two.
There's too many. Let's see, old white men in charge, and then power-hungry politicians involved.
And the other one? Do you need them all again?
Yes, please. I'm actually on the verge of heading out right now.
Oh, well, we still have a few more questions to go, but I don't know if it would be better for you if we call you back.
Perhaps.
Okay, at what time can we call you back?
Could you try tomorrow before 5?
Yes, of course. We will try. Thank you very much for your time.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you.